This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
U.S. Senator Ron Wyden is pushing for drone testing in Central Oregon. We'll have the latest on his strategy.
We'll take you to a big May Day rally in Madras.
And it was a dramatic day of protests in Portland. We'll take you there.
And what role might social issues play in the Canope-Telfer Senate race? We'll have a special report.
Your news starts now with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacqueste.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
U.S. Senator Ron Wyden says a regional partnership on drone testing could give Central Oregon a good chance of winning the approval. Only six areas will be selected, and as many as 30 could apply for the drone testing. Wyden has been leading an effort to bring three states together to present a stronger case.
A partnership between Central Oregon, Washington State, and Idaho, that could be a real plus. And that's why I put together last week a meeting, essentially, of those parties to talk about how we could team up. I mean, the bottom line, Lori, is I don't see how there could be an Oregon or a Northwest proposal that didn't have Central Oregon as a primary test area. The fact is that Central Oregon has led this whole effort.
Wyden says the drone testing could bring in hundreds of high-paying jobs and possible spinoffs into the private sector to use in things like law enforcement and wildlife management. Wyden was in Bend yesterday to talk about drones and construction jobs created by a runway project at the Bend Airport.
Governor Kitzhaber says the Oregon State Police will start accepting Mexican cards as ID. The announcement was made at a May Day rally in Madras yesterday. Our news partner, News Channel 21, was there.
The driver's license issue is something that does not just affect our Latino communities. It affects all our communities.
Here in the state of Oregon, they don't have an ID or an identification. They get pulled over for the smallest crime, and if they can't get identified and they're driving or something, they can end up being locked up and deported.
About 200 people attended that rally in Madras. The governor says OSP will accept Mexican consular cards as a valid form of ID for those without a valid driver's license. Troopers are being trained on the procedure right now. 4 years ago, the state started requiring proof of citizenship in order to get a driver's license.
In Portland, protesters wind through the streets of downtown Portland from morning well into the evening. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports a midday protest resulted in at least 12 arrests as demonstrators refused to march on sidewalks.
Protesters watch as a couple of demonstrators are arrested for blocking the street. Catherine Garcia says these protests will continue until major changes are made.
People believe the United States is a really rich country, but it's only rich for a few. There are people suffering. There are people without medical needs being taken care of. There are people who work day in and day out, and they suffer.
Protester Emma Stanford.
We're being told lies that this is as good as life gets by rich people who want to keep it like this because they're on top and we're on the bottom, and that's how they like it.
This protest preceded an annual labor rights rally. Felicia Heaton, Portland.
The Oregon Family Council is watching the Telfer-Canope race closely and sending out letters to thousands of people in Central Oregon. The 40,000-member nonpartisan group is supporting Tim Canope and believes that his pro-life stance and support of traditional marriage may end up swaying the election. Oregon Family Council spokesperson Teresa Harkey says both candidates are highly qualified to be state senator and both are fiscally conservative. Therefore, the social issues may be the deciding factor.
Our job is just, you know, helping people to understand and see the difference. And I think in a Republican primary, that does make a difference. I think it makes a big difference.
Oregon Right to Life is also sending out a mass mailing to potential voters. They say that nationally, more than 80 pro-life laws have been passed in state legislatures, and they hope to continue that momentum with candidates like Tim Canope.
Deschutes County Commissioners held a public hearing last night to get more public input on a gas-to-energy project at the Knott Landfill. The project would transfer unused landfill gases into revenue for the county. The county's solid waste director, Tim Shimke, hopes the project goes forward.
I'm quite confident that we are going to improve the situation out here at the landfill rather than deteriorate it. I mean, the landfill produces gas today. We're not really adding anything new other than, you know, the acceleration process. And it's very precise, and it's take a very small area, maybe 4 acres, and they treat that area very aggressively with the collection system. So it's very controlled.
Some nearby residents to the landfill have groundwater contamination concerns, but Shimke says they take action to prevent that.
Sun River will interview 7 candidates to find the next police chief. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has an update.
The Sun River Service District Board fired former police chief Mike Kennedy in February, saying the department needed a change in policing philosophy. Ron Angel is the chair of the Sun River District Managing Board.
I'm pleased with the number and breadth and qualifications of the applications and the ones that we've received, and hopefully we're going to move forward and have a good result.
The interviews will occur the week of May 14th, with the final candidates being revealed on May 17th during a public forum. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.